Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Nishit Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on a six-day visit to Nigeria, Brazil and Guyana today to strengthen bilateral and multilateral ties to attend G20 summit in Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro. Prime Minister asserts government making steady efforts for bringing lasting peace in the northeast region. Campaigning in full swing for assembly elections in Jharkhand and Maharashtra. 10 newborns die after fire breaks out in Maharani Lakshmibai Medical College at Jhansi in Uttar Pradesh. NCB seizes cocaine worth 900 crore rupees in Delhi. Home Minister Amit Shah says government's hunt against drug rackets will continue ruthlessly. And in cricket, India beat South Africa by 135 runs in the fourth and the final T20 International at Johannesburg, clinches four-match series 3-1. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a six-day visit to Nigeria, Brazil and Guyana today. In the first leg of his three-nation visit, Prime Minister Modi will travel to Nigeria at the invitation of Nigerian President Bola Ahmed Tinubu. This will be the first visit by a Prime Minister of India to Nigeria in 17 years. During his two-day stay in Nigeria, the Prime Minister will hold talks with top leadership to review the strategic partnership between the two countries and discuss further avenues to enhance the bilateral relationship. He will also address a gathering of Indian community in Nigeria. We have more from our correspondent.
From Nigeria, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will travel to Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro on 18th of this month on a two-day trip to attend the G20 summit hosted by President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. During the event, Prime Minister Modi will present India's positions on various global issues and build on the outcomes of the G20 New Delhi Leaders Declaration as well as the voice of the Global South summits hosted by India in recent years. On the third and final leg, Prime Minister Modi will undertake a state visit to Guyana from 19th to 21st of November. During his visit, Prime Minister Modi will hold discussions with President Ali, meet other senior leaders of Guyana, address the Parliament of Guyana, and address a gathering of Indian diaspora. Pallavi Parmar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi said Bodoland in Assam has witnessed a new wave of development after the 2020 peace agreement. Addressing the first Bodoland Mahotsav in New Delhi last evening, the Prime Minister said the 2020 Bodo Peace Accord had not just benefited the Bodo community, but also opened avenues for many more peace accords. He said due to peace accords, more than 10,000 youths have given up arms and violence in Assam alone, and they have joined the mainstream.
Mere naujawan saathi, meri prarthana ko swikar karke vapis laut aaye. और अब हिंदुस्तान का भविष्य बनाने में कंधे से कंधा मिलाकर के मेरे साथ काम कर रहे हैं बोडो शांति समझौते अगर वो कागज पर रह जाता तो शायद और लोग मेरी बात नहीं मानते लेकिन आपने जो कागज पे था उसे जीवन में भी उतारा और उसके कारण पूरे नॉर्थ ईस्ट में आपने शांति की ज्योत प्रज्वलित की है दोस्तों.
The Prime Minister said he feels satisfied after seeing impact of growth in Bodo land, which saw violence and bloodshed for nearly 50 years. He asked people who are on the path of Naxalism to learn something from the Bodo people.
Naxalwad ke raaste par jo naujawan hai, main unko kehta hoon ki mere Bodo saathiyon se kuch sikhiye. Banduk ko chhodiye. Bam banduk pistol ka raasta kabhi bhi parinam nahi lata hai. परिणाम बोडो ने जो दिखाया है वही रास्ता लाता है.
He said the government is constantly making efforts for permanent peace in the Northeast by trying to find amicable solutions to the border disputes between the states of the Northeast, emphasizing the importance of skill development and availability of opportunities for the youth and women for the development. Mr. Modi spoke about the SEED mission, which is skilling, entrepreneurship, employment and development. He expressed confidence that the Bodo youth are getting huge benefit from this. Campaigning is in full swing for assembly elections in Jharkhand and Maharashtra. In Jharkhand, political heavyweights from both NDA and India Alliance blocs are crisscrossing the state to garner support for their party's candidates for the second phase of assembly elections. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah will address three poll rallies in Dumka, Deoghar and Dhanwar today. On the other hand, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will hold public meetings in Jamtara and Khejri. Senior Jharkhand Mukti Morcha JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren is scheduled to address six rallies across the state. RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav will address gathering at Godda. Film star turned politician Mithun Chakraborty will hold rallies in Dumka and Jamtara. The second and the final phase of voting will take place on the 20th of November. Counting of votes will take place on the 23rd of this month. In our ongoing series on constituency profiles, today we focus on the Chandan Kiari Assembly seat in Bokaro District, Jharkhand. This seat will go to polls on the 20th of this month during the second phase of assembly elections in the state. We have more details from our correspondent.
Chandan Kiari is a reserved seat for scheduled castes. The leader of opposition, Amar Kumar Bauri, is contesting from this seat. Mr. Bauri, who has won twice, is seeking a third term. The Jharkhand Mukti Morcha, JMM, has fielded Umakant Rajak, who was earlier with the AJSU party. Under the seat-sharing arrangement of the NTA, this seat was allotted to the BJP. However, AJSU denied ticket to Umakant Rajak and he subsequently joined the JMM. Although eight candidates, including three independents, are in the fray from the seat, the main contest is expected to be between Amar Kumar Bauri of the BJP and Umakant Rajak of the JMM. Key issues in the constituency include scarcity of drinking water, inadequate power supply and migration. With KK Lal's report from Ranchi, Akhila for Akashwani News.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot program today, where he will interact with party workers ahead of the Maharashtra Assembly elections. Additionally, several BJP leaders and their allies are scheduled to hold rallies across the state. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address two rallies today, while Priyanka Gandhi will lead three rallies. On the other hand, NCP SP Chief Sharad Pawar will be campaigning in Satara and Raigad. Shiv Sena UBT Chief Uddhav Thackeray will be campaigning in Mumbai and Thane. Voting for all the 288 constituencies in Maharashtra will also take place on the 20th of this month. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download NewsOn AIR app. In Uttar Pradesh, 10 infants died while 16 were injured after a massive fire broke out at the new Natal Intensive Care Unit, NICU, of Maharani Lakshmibai Medical College in Jhansi last night. ADG Zone Kanpur Alok Singh supervised the rescue work and confirmed that the fire was caused by an electrical short circuit. He said 47 infants were admitted to the NICU ward at the time the fire broke out and several infants have been rescued. Deputy Chief Minister Brajesh Pathak visited the medical college in Jhansi. Later addressing media, Mr. Pathak termed the incident as extremely unfortunate. He said the government is taking steps to ensure a thorough investigation into the tragedy. He also reassured the public and the grieving families that the government stood with the children and their families during this difficult time.
घटना की उच्च स्तरीय जांच के आदेश दिए गए हैं, साथ साथ मजिस्ट्रेटी जांच होगी। 24 घंटे के अंदर स्थानीय प्रशासन से प्राथमिक जांच रिपोर्ट देने के लिए कहा गया है। 10 बच्चों की दुर्भाग्यपूर्ण मृत्यु हुई है, 7 बच्चों का शिनाख्त हो चुकी है और हमारी सरकार पूरी पीड़ित बच्चों के साथ है, उनके परिवार के साथ है इस दुख की घड़ी में।
The Chief Minister has sought a report on the incident from Jhansi Divisional Commissioner and Deputy Inspector General of Police within 12 hours. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the tragic loss of innocent lives in the fire that broke out at the Jhansi Medical College in Uttar Pradesh. The Prime Minister in a social media post offered his condolences. The Prime Minister also assured that the local administration under the supervision of the Uttar Pradesh state government is making every possible effort to assist in relief and rescue operations. The Narcotics Control Bureau, NCB, has busted one of the largest hauls of cocaine worth around 900 crore rupees in a major operation in Delhi. The Home Ministry said in a statement, the investigation conducted so far revealed that a group of people based abroad is operating the syndicate. It said some quantity of the seized contraband was intended to be sent to Australia through courier or small cargo services. Earlier in the day, NCB, Indian Navy and Anti-Terrorism Squad's ATS of Gujarat Police carried out a joint operation and busted an international drug trafficking cartel along the Gujarat coast. The security agency seized 700 kilograms of contraband methamphetamine. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has congratulated the NCB for its significant success. He asserted that the Narendra Modi government's hunt against drug rackets will continue ruthlessly. National Press Day is being celebrated across the country today to honor the essential role of a free and responsible press in society. It was on this day in 1966 that the Press Council of India began its operations as a moral watchdog to ensure that the press maintains high standards and is not unduly influenced or threatened. Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnaw will address the celebrations of this year's National Press Day in New Delhi today. We have a report.
Press Council of India has played a vital role in safeguarding press freedom and maintaining ethical standards in journalism. The council has been instrumental in issuing guidelines and principles to help journalists regulate their conduct and has consistently appealed for media responsibility during times of national crisis. The theme for this year's Press Day is Changing Nature of the Press, reflecting the evolving dynamics of the media landscape. The day is commemorated through various activities including the National Awards for Excellence in Journalism and the release of a souvenir. With Pallavi Perma's report, Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Uttar Pradesh, the iconic riverbanks of Varanasi were set aglow with a record 17 lakh earthen lamps on the occasion of Dev Deepavali celebrations last evening. With an additional 4 lakh lamps around the temple city Kashi, the city of Lord Shiva dazzled with an extraordinary display of spirituality and celebrations. The grand celebrations began with the lighting of the first lamp at Namo Ghat by Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Governor Anandiben Patel and Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, followed by a dazzling fireworks display. In cricket, India beat South Africa by 135 runs in the fourth and the final T20 International at the Wanderers Stadium in Johannesburg last night. With the win, India have clinched the four-match series 3-1. Opting to bat first, India posted a huge total of 283 for the loss of one wicket in stipulated 20 overs. In response, South Africa were bundled out for a mere 148 in 18.2 overs. In hockey, India will lock horns with China at the ongoing Women's Asian Champions Trophy in Bihar this evening. India heads into the clash after a commanding 13-0 victory over Thailand in their third match on Thursday. The air quality in Delhi NCR has deteriorated to the severe category with an air quality index AQI of 404 recorded at 7 this morning. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, CPCB, the AQI in Delhi's Bhavana station was recorded at 438, Anand Vihar at 436, Alipur at 433, Ashok Vihar at 438, Rohini at 426 and Punjabi Bagh at 425. The India Meteorological Department has forecast that Delhi and NCR are likely to experience smog and shallow fog during the night and morning hours over the next 2 days. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Nishit. News of PM Modi commemorating the Janjatiya Divas and saying tribal welfare is top priority of government is covered by all leading dailies. Home Minister Amit Shah, while addressing election rallies in Maharashtra, says Waqf law will be amended despite opposition, according to Hindustan Times. President Anura's coalition wins big in Sri Lanka's polls is a top story in the Hindu. At COP29, India reminds world about challenges posed by climate change is a front page story in the Statesman. India GDP to grow at 7.2% in 2024, according to Moody's, says the Asian Age. After BCCS objection, ICC cancels trophy tour and POK is the headline in the Tribune. And finally, in a U-turn, brokerage firm CLSA backs India over China after Trump victory, says Financial Express. And with that, it's back to you, Nishit.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on a six-day visit to Nigeria, Brazil and Guyana today to strengthen bilateral and multilateral ties to attend G20 summit in Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro. Prime Minister asserts government making steady efforts for bringing lasting peace in the northeast region. Campaigning in full swing for assembly elections in Jharkhand and Maharashtra. 10 newborns die after fire breaks out in Maharani Lakshmibai Medical College in Jhansi in Uttar Pradesh. NCB sees cocaine worth 900 crore rupees in Delhi. Home Minister Amit Shah says government's hunt against drug rackets will continue ruthlessly. And in cricket, India beat South Africa by 135 runs in the fourth and final T20 International at Johannesburg, clinches four-match series 3-1. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.